The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Have you heard Odessa's A Moment Apart album? The Seattle electronic duo went bigger with their sound, but still managed to keep that sound grounded. Harrison Mills called in to talk about the expanded music, special guests, and crafting their live show. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
I've heard what you guys are talking about with this record, about going for that bigger sound and everything. And I'm trying to think, like, to paint a picture with music, like, what are you trying to convey for you guys this time around?
A lot of things. I guess a huge part of what we've been doing is touring up until this point. And I feel like we have been very influenced by a lot of different music around the world and just the people we've met. And it's caused us to reach out and try different things.
And when you're putting together for an album, I mean, do you guys try to do a big arc? Do you try to tell a story? I mean, even though I know, you know, there's only a few of your songs that are actual really lyrical, I guess, where that becomes the focus.
Yeah.
But do you guys try to put that in any kind of a story setting?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've always thought of ourselves as an album band, and our live show as a very different thing, almost an introverted to an extroverted experience. And when we listened to albums, the albums we always loved told a story. It felt like it was a journey through different sounds. So that's what we try to accomplish with every record.
How do you build your sound like that to catch up with the room? I mean, you guys, you know, I know you've been working for a while, but that trajectory really did take off in a big way the last time around. I mean, you know, how do you find that sound to match the bigger capacity?
Right. Well, we definitely bring a lot more energy. We bring a lot of live musicians. We have, you know, a brass section, and we have a bassist, me and Claire, playing live drums on stuff. Sometimes we bring out a drum line from time to time. So we're always trying to build it, make it bigger. I think we always push songs. Almost 75% of our live show is new versions of our tracks from our album. So whether people notice it or not, we definitely like add bigger basses, maybe speed up the tempo, change out drums, add bigger synths, add new horn parts layered with synth parts. So it definitely gets bigger.
Does it feel like you're always writing in that sense? Because, I mean, like, you know, a lot of artists, they would write the song and there's the song, but to do all these different versions of it, it must seem like you're always creating, even on the same platforms.
Yeah, I think for us, you really think about the setting. And for us, a lot of the times when you're listening to an album, it's a personal experience. So we try to make those things separate, whereas it's a very communal experience when you're at a festival or at a big show. So we try to make sure that the music translates in those settings.
Now, some of the guests on here, of course, are really notable for us because, you know, we're big fans. We play a lot of Regina Spektor and Leon Bridges, which you've got both on this record. And I heard Regina's story is really notably pretty cool, too. And I was wondering if you could recount that.
Yeah, sure. So I've been a fan of hers since I was in high school. So it was really a dream come true for this to happen. But basically, I kind of threw out an email chain with our manager. We were talking about who we'd like to reach out to for the next album, and Regina Spektor was one of the top people on my list, and I didn't even think it would be fathomable, really. But she listened to our songs and kind of hit us up really quickly and said, "I really love this stuff. I really want to write on this song." It was actually, the demo was called Harps for Regina. It was based off this really beautiful melody of harps. And what was really unique about this experience was almost everyone we worked with, we've heard a demo of what they were going to do on the song early. But she thought it would be really important that we hear it live first. She didn't want to take any demos down. She wanted to actually meet us and sing it to us live. It was pretty crazy. Went to her hotel when she was in Seattle. She was playing a show there. And we met her entire family there. And then we sat down. She played it off her laptop and she sang it to us. And it was one of the most beautiful things that has happened for this album.
Your advice, I finally took it. When you're not around to see me do it. But I want you back.
With what she did right there and with what you guys look to accomplish, especially with these live shows, there's a human connection thing in very much a digital
right.
world and atmosphere. And how cool that played together so well like that.
Yeah. A big part of it's, I think in a grander scheme, music is really about connection. And for us, and I feel like we always try to add a lot of organic instruments and pieces and sounds that make, to add this warmth and kind of human feel to these electronic sounds.
That's Harrison Mills talking about the Odessa record, A Moment Apart. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. From the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.